Where do you stand on this idea to ban gay conversion therapy?
Oh, look, I'm opposed to gay conversion therapy. I think it's odious and medieval. However, it's one of those things where you may be opposed to the practice, but not necessarily in favour of government prohibition. And people make similar arguments around abortion and drugs and a number of other things. It's just that prohibition is clunky, it creates perverse incentives, it invades privacy, and it's difficult to enforce and it's ineffective. So I'm not in favour of the government making a law banning gay conversion therapy, because if you make a law and you want it to be taken seriously, it has to be enforced. But to have inspectors going into counselling and trying to work out if something that delicate and private is adhering to a law, I think is unworkable. And so the way to stop gay conversion therapy is actually awareness and lobbying rather than trying to enforce it with prohibition.
You were saying that you know, it would be quite hard to go in there and work out essentially if a counselling session is basically gay conversion therapy. So do you think that there are counsellors that are actually doing that at the moment, or is it more religious organisations, do you think?
Well, again, I mean, it's, you know, are you going to start going into the churches and trying to work out the difference between, you know, the normal pastoral services that churches offer to people, not necessarily my cup of tea, but it's very important to a lot of people, and gay conversion therapy. And, you know, it's interesting, Maya Lubeck, and I admire her for putting in a substantial private members' bills. Most people put in private members' bills about lost luggage and other pointless stuff. She's taking on a tough issue, so good on her. But Maya Lubeck approached me and said, what do you think about this? I said, look, I just don't think it's workable. So she subsequently put a line in her bill that said, this bill will not prohibit legitimate counselling. So you now need the government and its agents to go around deciding what legitimate counselling is. And I just don't think that we want to give the state those sorts of powers to invade our privacy.
How then would you essentially try and get rid of gay conversion therapy?
Well, I think what you've got to do is be loud and be proud in favour of people being able to be who they want to be. That's why I've marched in the Pride Parade for the last several years, because I think it's important people can see that you can be a straight member of Parliament and go out and participate in the Pride Parade, showing people that actually there is nothing wrong with anybody's sexuality so long as they are doing things that are consensual and don't harm others. And that's the kind of activity that I think politicians can do, passing laws to have inspectors going around trying to determine the nature of counselling and pastoral care is only going to lead to either ineffectiveness or a gross invasion of privacy.
When we last spoke, you likened banning gay conversion therapy to banning hitting yourself in the hand with a hammer. Do you think that they are on the same level of seriousness in terms of their effect?
Well, hitting yourself with a hammer could be, you know, very harmful, as can gay conversion therapy. I'm not sure it really helps us to try and get into a comparison of which one is the most harmful. I think the point I was trying to make when I made the comparison is that there are lots of stupid things that people do, but not all of them are practical for the state to first of all ban and second of all enforce the ban. And sometimes when the state tries to do that, it actually creates more harm than good. And that's my view on the prohibition of abortion. That's my view on prohibition of assisted dying. I think sometimes you've actually got to give people choice and let them exercise it, because the prohibition leads to worse outcomes than the original activity.
What about in situations where teenagers or even younger are put into this therapy by their parents? It can have a huge effect, and obviously on mental illness, and even in the worst case scenario, suicide. What can be done there? I mean, the child or teenager, they're not in a position where they can say, you know, hey, this is wrong. Their parents are making them do it. How could you stop that?
Well, it may be that you can't. Nobody here is saying that gay conversion therapy is good. I'm strongly opposed to it. But it may well be that the effects of having a ban, taking the ban seriously, which means you've got to have agents of the state going around trying to work out what is legitimate counselling and pastoral care and what isn't, will do more harm than any good it ever does. On the other hand, what we do need to do is have decent sexuality education in schools. We need to have a culture where people can be proud to be who they want to be. That's how you get a more open society. Having the state and its agents running around trying to work out what legitimate counselling and pastoral care is, I don't think will get us there.
Just to make sure we're on the same page, you would obviously agree that if a counsellor was suggesting you'd be able to fix some of your issues by essentially becoming straight, you'd disagree with the counsellor doing that, right?
Oh, I completely disagree with that. I think it's very well established that people's sexuality is innate. It's not something that they can just kind of choose. And so, you know, they're simply wrong to give that advice. And they're also bigoted because they're somehow suggesting that one sexual orientation is somehow higher or better than another, which is also wrong. So I personally completely oppose, but this is not an issue. You know, it's much like the prohibition of drugs. I don't think anybody should smoke marijuana. I just happen to think the prohibition of marijuana has had questionable benefits.